Supreme Court Justice Scalia was found dead Saturday morning at a private residence in West Texas. He was the longest-serving member of the current court, appointed back in 1986 by Ronald Reagan. His death leaves the Supreme Court without its conservative majority. This could mean a 4-4 split on many cases, those dealing with abortion, contraception, affirmative action, immigration policy, union dues, climate change, the health care law, and more. On Saturday evening, President Obama paid tribute to Antonin Scalia.
Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
President Obama said he will nominate a successor in due time, and he asked that the Senate give that nominee a fair hearing, that these responsibilities are bigger than any one party.
They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Meanwhile, during a televised debate in South Carolina over the weekend, Republican presidential candidates argued over many things. One of the things was whether President Obama should nominate a successor. Elsewhere, Republicans vowed not to act on the vacancy until Obama's successor takes office next January. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid said failure to act would be a shameful abdication of the Senate's constitutional duty. Both sides said history was on their side.